Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael, if I can have your attention. Sorry, today is Torah Way, Northwest London, Sunday the 15th of October, I think it is. And it's the first day of Rosh Chodesh, Mar Cheshvan. Okay, and Diane Kohn is our speaker. And he'll be coming in about 10 minutes' time because his davening finishes a bit later than planned. He didn't realize when he took it on that it was Rosh Chodesh and that the davening would be a bit later. So from 1 o'clock this morning, it's fallen to me to fill out for 10 minutes. Just to pad for 10 minutes, keep you busy until the Diane arrives, who's the main speaker. So we were speaking last week, the whole week, about the Shiraim of Sukkos. What to do with the leftovers of your sukkah, what to do with the leftovers of your estrig, or with your estrig that you've got left over, hadassim, arovas, etc., etc. We spoke about biting the pitim, etc. So one of the Shiraim of Sukkos, one of the leftovers of Sukkos, is Divrei Torah. It's Divrei Torah that one discussed. Divrei Torah. Oh, amazing. Amazing. Oh, so I got saved by the bell, and you won't hear this Divrei Torah. Oh, no, it'll take too long. What? I was just saying, we were learning last week about the Shiraim of Sukkos. We were learning last week, Diane Kohn, about the Shiraim of Sukkos. What to do with your estrog, your hadassim, your rovas, etc., etc. And I was saying that one of the Shiraim of Sukkos is Divrei Torah. So if I needed to pad for 10 minutes until the Diane arrived, right, I would have said over something from Sukkos. It's fine. Shkoyach, thank you very much. Diane Kohn on the subject of?
On the subject of
B'yoy Moititin Schoro, which presumably is paying wages on time. Yeah.
As in English.
Good morning, and this is a subject that was cherry-picked by the organizers of Torah Way to talk about B'yoma Titin Schore, the topic that is part of Cheshem Mishpot and something that isn't so well known. There's one mitzvah saseh, in Parshas Kiseitse, B'yoma Titin Schore, there's a din that you're supposed to pay laborers, people who do work for us, we're supposed to pay them on time, pay them B'yoma on the day itself. V'leisovo elov Hashemesh, the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Parshas Kiseitse, Perek Chof Dalet Pasuk Tezayin, V'leisovo elov Hashemesh, you've got to pay before sundown, says the Pasuk. There's another Pasuk in Parshas Kedeshim, there's a Leisase, you mustn't leave the pula soche, the wages of a laborer, itcho, in with you in your pocket, al boike, until the morning. So that's what he mentions. There's a Gemara in Bob Metzia. In fact, it's a Mishnah. Starts up with a Mishnah. Two Mishnahs, in fact. One Mishnah in Kuf Yud Aleph, and the other mentioning Kuf Yud Amud Beis. The reason why I mention it in that order is we're going to see them in this order, and this will introduce. It says the Mishnah, Echot Schar Odom ve'Echot Schar Behemo ve'Echot Schar Kelim. It doesn't just apply to a laborer who works, but even if you rent an animal, you rent Kelim. So if you rent a car, if you rent a chasna dress, if anything which is hired, there is the same obligation. Yesh boi mishum, says the Mishnah, b'yoma titin schori. V'yesh boi mishum, leisolim pula soche itcho ad boike, says the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah in Kuf Yud on the base talks about the following. Schar sochi yoim, says the Mishnah. Goive kol, he says, kol halaylo. So if somebody has been employed for the day, and they work right up until the night. So the employers, have got until the end of the night to pay. In other words, the end of the next oino to pay. If, says the Mishnah, if somebody is working for us through the night. So you have maybe a night nurse. You might have whatever it is, somebody who may be a security guard through the night. So then the din is goyve kol hayom. So then they finish at the end of the night. So then the din is kol hayom. They've got till the end of sundown, the end of the day, to pay up, he says. And that's what he mentions. But, he says, schir Shabbos, somebody who is employed on a weekly basis, that was, until now, it's been on a daily basis. So there, for that work, that's it. So if you'd have in Eretz Yisrael, or maybe even over here, if you'd have a cleaner, the same would apply. The same didn't apply. Kuf Yudam al-Basim Bob Metzia. So he says, schir Shabbos, schir Chodesh, schir Shana, somebody who's employed and paid weekly, monthly, or annually, schir Shavua, or 7 yearly, so then, Yotza B'Yom, Goyva Kol Hayom. So we're going to have to see various people who are employed what the din is. But there's a Gemara in Kuf Yud Aleph, Omad Aleph, Mikan Omru, says the Gemara. Kol HaKoveh Schar Socher. Anybody who holds back the wages of an employee, over B'Chamisho Shemus. He's over 5 lavim. Could possibly be up to 5 lavim halolu, he says, ve'asei and an asei. One is baltashik, you mustn't hold back, esreacho, mishum baltigzo, sometimes it's stealing, mishum baltashik, schasoch oni, umishum baltolin, mishum biomatitin schore, umishum leisovel of Hashemesh. That's what the Mishnah says. And also the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Chista, if somebody, if you don't pay up in certain circumstances, even when it's not the 5 lavim and the 1 asei, there's also a din drabonon. The din drabonon is learnt from a Mishnah in Mishlei, and excuse me, a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Gimel pasuk Chofches, Al Toimer L'Reacho, says Shlomo HaMelech. Don't say to your fellow, if your fellow man, Lech Voshuv, go and come back, Umocha Etain, and tomorrow I'll give you. And says the pasuk, v'yesh itcho, you do have the money. You're just pushing him off. That is osa. That you mustn't do. That is a din rabbanon that the Mishnah says will apply. Says the Gemara on daf kuf on the bet, kuf yud on the base. Mikan ve'elech. If you miss your deadline, what about from now onwards? Says Omar Rav. Over mishum baltasher, you're over an isad rabbonon. That's the one of baltasher, not to hold back wage. You've got the money and you don't pay up. So that is osa. That is an isad rabbonon learnt from Shlomo HaMelech from Mishlei. I tell you, years ago, I was at an event in Har Nof, and Rav Chaim Kreisvert, Zeich Tzad Livrocha, Rav Vanter, Grace of Gone, he was asked to come and speak. It was an evening to collect funds for HaChovesh, which is the Hanof Hatzola equivalent. And they were collecting funds. There was an evening where everyone was asked to come along. And Rav Chaim Kreisvert got up and he spoke and he said, and it was well, by the way, those who know Rav Chaim Kreisvert, he spent his life collecting money to marry off Yesomim and to look after Almonas. Millions and millions of dollars he collected for it. And the whole story behind it, which I won't tell you now, there's a whole story behind it. It's an amazing story. But that's what he did. So he told over that he once knocked on a rich man's door. And he opened the door and he said that he told him what he was there for to collect. So Rav Chaim Kreisvert said that as he was writing out the check, he says, he could see on this person's face, he says, he could feel it. Kosher lai predaschem. He was saying to his money, oh, swear to get it out. Kosher lai predaschem, that's the expression that he used. It's difficult to get rid. So therefore, this is what the pasuk is saying. You've got the money, but you're delaying paying it. That delay in payment, that's osas and issad rabbonon. By the way, coming up, one of the tainas that Rochel and Leah had against their father Lavan, where it says in the pasuk there that when Yaakov Avinu was told by Kodesh Baruch to go back to Eretz Yisrael, so he called Rochel and Leah to the field El Tzoynoi to speak to them and tell them that Kodesh Baruch had approached. So Roch and Leah said that he said that he has stolen. He's stolen from us. And if you have a look at the Rashi then, I forgot to look exactly, he says that Rashi says that Ikev Scha Pulasenu. He says so they said, quite right, unfortunately, our father has stolen from you. How has he stolen? Because he's paid late. So paying late is tantamount to stealing. Why? Because everyone knows that the use of money has a value. So if I pay somebody 10 days late, so whatever the value of 10 days money is, and you can go along to the interest rates or whatever it is, so you can see over there, that's the value of it. So if you pay, you should pay today, you pay in 10 days time, you're actually paying less. So therefore, that is over here, this is the din of being ma'akev, this is the din over here. It's also Paskin, this din is Paskin explicitly in Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Shin Lamates. And in Simon Shin Lamates, so the Pasuk say here, Shulchan Aruch says the following, Mitzvah lo seis scha soche bismanoi. It's a mitzvah to pay up on time. Vim ichroi. And if somebody delayed that payment, over belav, he's over belav echot, and he says, the same applies to schar odom, oi behema, oi kelim, aval al schar karka, when it comes to what about paying your rent on time? So he says, yesh mi she'oime she'eino over. The Ramah, Reish Mem Hei, yes, not the Ramah, the Ramah, the Rishon, brought in the Torah. He says that there's a drosha. Some say the drosha says, Leisashuk. Leisashuk is to hold back. Schar oni ve'evyon me'ochicho, oi migercho, asher ba'artzecho. So the drosha is, it's got to be ba'artzecho. It's got to be in the land, but not the land itself. So it applies to labourer, it applies to rental of animals, rental of utensils, of tools, but it doesn't apply, says the Ramah, to the karka itself. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, Yeshmi She'oime She'en Oiver. The Vilna Gaon here on the spot here says the following. The Vilna Gaon says, Avol, Tonad Maslisin Lo Yalif Scha Soche, Ve Yalif Me Itcho, Kol Shepulosoi Itcho, Af karka b'mashma. So the Vilna Gaon says that is the din. The din is that it's even karka, says the Vilna Gaon. He disagrees. Not just the Vilna Gaon, the Aruch HaShulchan brings as well, that he includes karka as well, and he cites this Vilna Gaon. And the Ktsois comes along, and the Ktsois says, Nulif yes niyas daiti, Ktsois sif kotten aleph over there, it says in Shin Lamates, a house
is built and it's got foundations in the ground, but it's not agreed to that a house is karka. If you're renting a field in order to grow crops, that's karka. But if you're paying for rent, says the Ktsois, there's a machlokes whether that payment of the house is considered mechuba lekarka, as far as this is concerned, maybe it's considered tolush, it's built on the ground, it's not the ground itself. And therefore the Ktsei says, since it's a shaila and a deraisa, therefore one should be careful to answer this. Yes? So the answer is like this, the Shulchan Aruch says, yesh mi she'oimer. There is an opinion who says it's the Ramah, the Vilna Gaon, the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Ktsois have basically got a vote of no confidence in the bottom line in Halacha. We're not going to paskin like the Ramah. And therefore, it applies to paying rent as well. That's also part of the din. But the Shulchan Aruch goes on. Ezer's Manui, he says, what is considered the time to pay? So, Sri Yom, if you've employed them for the day, meaning that your undertaking is to pay them daily, so then yesh le zman litnoi kol alaylo. Then you've got time to give them, to pay them by the end of that night. Lo nos no loy, if he didn't pay, and by the way, now we're going for the winter,
So somebody who you employ them to work for you, they'll probably finish already at night. So you've got the end of that night, the night to pay them. Ovalov baboike, it says, Loinos Nolovi didn't pay, Ovalov baboike. Mishum baltolin schir lailo, if you employ them for the night, then Zman Elitna kol hayoim. Loinos Nolovi didn't pay, Ovalov baerov, Mishum biomititin schoroi. Now, says the Ramah, Upoyalim, if you have laborers, Didon, our workers, Shein Osim Melocha at halaylo, they stop before the night. So in the summer here, certainly that's the way it is. They finish working, I don't know, 5-6 o'clock, still broad daylight. Says the Ramah, Kiven Sheshokolov Achamo, once sunset comes, Overlov Mishum Biomitis in Schore. You've only got the whole night if they finish really up to night. Maybe if they work still in the night, which will be in the winter, maybe you've got till sunset of the next day, because they're also employed during the night. But if it's in the summer, you've only got sunset to be able to pay them. It's a din d'oraisa. Mr. Omar, we're not going to allow you to have bein hashmosha, sofik and d'oraisa. You're not going to have that. So therefore, this is the din. This is what the Ramah says. There's more. There's plenty more. The truth is, I'm not going to be able to get through all the details in this one, but let's get the background, let's get the main frame of what the din is over here. Just as well, to give a little bit, I'm going to continue a little bit more. There is the Chofetz Chaim in Avas Chesed. The Chofetz Chaim in Avas Chesed, the best place to find it, is brought actually in the Pisrei Choshen. He quotes it, and I've got it over here. He says, Kosov Avas Chesed, in his introduction to Tashlumei Schar Soche. So the Chofetz Chaim writes, Tashlumei Schar Soche, paying laborers, workers, who dover ha'omid b'ruma shel olam, is something which is of the greatest, the highest importance. Sheyesh al zeh kamo v'kamo lavim mufuroshim b'Torah, many explicit loisah says in the Torah. V'yesh b'yot b'nei odom, there are some people, mezalzlim bohem, who take it, are disparaging of this din. Bavoinuseinu Rabim, he says, v'nok Elohem, and he says, they think nothing of it. They make nothing of it. La'aches ha'tashlumim, to pay up late. Bishvil eza sipor kalo, for some easy, some simple, whatever it is, easy excuse, they won't do it. Kegoin shmitz atzel, is lazy, leilech velikach memoino, to go and get the money, shiniach biad acherim, that he deposited, oi leilech velifroites amat beo, he's got to change a large note in order to get change to pay them. And he says he's mechuyev to do this. He's mechuyev to do it, and it's a mitzvah d'oraisa on time. I'll tell you a couple of nice stories in a moment. Let's get the main frame here. Lech no re'e, says the Chofetz Chaim, go and see ma de'issa b'zoi ha'kodesh b'parshas kadoshim, on the posuk lo solim pulasoche. So what he says is the following. I'll read out a little bit of the Zohar, but there's much more there. He says like this. He says, he brings the following. It says in the pasuk, "Biyoma titin schari v'lo tovel of Hashemesh." Lo tovel of Hashemesh is dohe. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu is warning us, "De lo tiskenish beginui la'alma ad lo yamtiz manoch liskansho." He says, "Don't wait." He says, and hold back the payments, because don't wait until it's your turn to leave this world. And he brings the following. Me'ocha, he says, manda ashlim lenafsho demiskeno. Somebody who pays up to somebody who is unfortunate and short of money and waiting, because the pasuk says, ki elov hu noisei, elecho hu noisei es nafshoi. That's what it says in the pasuk, that he's desperate, he's waiting for his money, and the money that he's honestly earned, he's looking to you and waiting for you to pay him. Afilu demotu yomid isaloka mi'almo, even when it comes to the day that it's time to leave this world, kud shabrichu ashlim lenafshe, a person who pays on time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay a person midah keneged mito. He'll give a person the same, he says, v'yoyev le chayin yosir. Somebody who pays on time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay us on time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us extra life. Extra, yes. We paid on time, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay us in time before we leave this world. If we pay our workers before they leave our premises, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay us before we leave this world. And I won't read the rest of it for you, because you can imagine those who don't, very strong words he's got to write about it. And he says, V'gam b'dei anaviim. It's mentioned also in Novi, he says, the pasuk in Malachi. And I think we know this pasuk well from the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol. So he says, V'karavti aleichem lamishpot, v'yisi eid m'may b'machashvim, u'b'oishke s'chasochir. Who is going to be exacted from? Who will HaKadosh Baruch Hu come to exact, so to speak, retribution, not retribution, but punishment from? That will be from Oishke Schar Socher, those who withhold the wages of those who have worked for us and we haven't paid them. I'll tell you two stories before I go on further. Two stories that happened with me some years ago when we moved to England. So the house was finished. I needed some cupboards put up. And I asked a frum carpenter to come and help me. They were IKEA cupboards. They'd arrived flat pack. They needed putting up and sorting out. So he came and he worked for me, and I made an arrangement with him that I would pay him at the end of the week. He was coming day by day. He didn't come every day, but we made an arrangement that I'd pay him at the end of the week. And that's fine. That's a schir Shabbos. You don't have to pay him if you make that arrangement. So the end of his employment is at the end of the week, or the time that you have to pay him. That's b'yoymoy. I'm sitting in Hager's Kodel preparing Shiurim for Shabbos, and he phones me up and he tells me he's finished for the day. It was earlier than I thought it was. I can't remember what time it was. Maybe it was midday or something. I thought it was in the summer. I thought he would go on for longer. He says he's finished. So I said, please don't go. I have to pay you. I closed my sforim, jumped into the car, came home, and I paid him. So I paid him on the spot, and he says to me, thank you so much, he said to me. You know, I have to tell you the honest truth, he says. I didn't know where I was going to find the money to buy food for Shabbos. That's what he told me. But apart from the mitzvah, you see, ke'elov u'noseis nafshei, this is ma'isa shehoyo. Another case happened two or three years ago. I had as well a Baal Tshuva who was painting, came and offered to paint the house. And I wanted to give him panosa. And it's the only fellow, amazing. So he was painting, and as he was painting, he was listening to Shurim. But his work was excellent, excellent work. So that he worked the thing again. So it came, so I told him what arrangement was the end of the week. So he phones me up that he's going to finish, that he's finished already. And I'm sitting in Eitz Chaim learning. And I said to him, but I want to pay you b'yom titin schori. So he said to me, nah, don't worry about it. He says to me, pay me when I see you next. So I told him, is it okay? I'll be home at 7:30. Where will I find you? How can I pay you? So he says, no, don't worry about it. He says, he'll come round to me. So about 8 o'clock, he comes round to me to pick up the money. He said to me, I'll tell you, Rabbi Cohen, he said to me, I'll tell you the truth. He says, this has never happened to me before. He says, I'm running after other people to get the money, he says, and if I get it in the end, I consider myself to be lucky. I've never heard anyone running after me to pay me. So I told him, it's both my obligation and my privilege. It's my obligation because there's a lois ase, and it's my privilege because there's an ase. And I'll just mention like this before the other things that I'll mention as well, that there's a whole question. Nowadays, people aren't really giving checks anymore. But to pay by check isn't, although you won't be over the lois ase of Lois Solin, because you've given him, you've made that arrangement, he's accepted it. But to get the mitzvah saseh of b'yoymoy titin schoroy, then if he's got time to go to the bank and to redeem it and to get money for it, so then fine. But if not, you won't get the assay. So I was always makpid to pay these people with notes, with banknotes, with cash. Why? Because I want to be makayim the mitzvah of b'yoymitin schod, and mitzvahs I say, just have it for nothing. It's easy, so easy. I'm paying him anyway. So pay him on time, b'yoymitin schod. If you do that, then you get it. I think a bank transfer You do it nowadays by phone or by on your phone, whatever it is. You pay whatever it is, yes? So you make this payment. So the payment, I think the payments go immediately in practice. If they go immediately and it's arrived in his account so he can spend it, that's considered biyomitzit and schorah. Then you've paid it. If not, and it takes time, whatever it is, and you go over the border, you go over the gavul of the night or the day, whichever one it is, so then you won't be mekayim the mitzvah. So therefore, if you won't be over the lav because you've arranged payment with him and he's accepted it. But you will be over, but you won't be mekayim the mitzvah saseh. What a pity. You'd have a mitzvah saseh deraisa for very little. Just a little bit of effort to make sure to get in there on time. So that's the din. Fascinating. The Chofetz Chaim, in the beginning of Hilchas Shabbos. So the Chofetz Chaim says like this. He talks about somebody, Nebuch, who doesn't have enough money, and he says, "Afilu mishitzorich lacherim." Even somebody has to go and borrow for money. Im yesh loy ma'at mishaloy. If he's got a little bit of his own money, tzorich lezariz atzmoy, he should. He should hasten lechabed es haShabbos in order to mechabed Shabbos. V'loy omru asay Shabbat chachol. The whole bit right at the beginning, Reish Mem Beis. Then in the Bi'ur Halacha. You mentioned the second bi'alocha lechabed is a Shabbos. Says the Chofetz Chaim, yes, same the Avas Chesed. Nira, the tzorich lit neim lahapoyel. If you've only got enough money, either for Shabbos or to pay your worker. So you've got two things. You've only got to pay the worker, and if you do, you won't have enough money left to buy yourself things for Shabbos. He says, "Kedei lekaye." He says, "Tzorich lit neim lahapoyel." You've got to give it to the worker before you buy yourselves things for Shabbos. K'dei l'kai mashakosu b'yomitit in schori, v'loi sovoy olov ha-shemesh. That's the din. V'af sha'al yedei zeh. Even though as a result of paying the worker, loi shoy loi bameh la'aneik ha-shabbos, you won't have enough to be able to buy yourselves nice things for Shabbos. Oi, he says, you can't do it. You can't do it. You've got to pay the poel first. But the Chofetz Chaim, I'll leave this a bit of a question. The Chofetz Chaim continues, said, "Oy sheyafayis senu sheyisratze lahamtin," that he'll agree to wait. My question is, you won't have the lois ase of lois solin, but where's the ase of biyomitit in schori? And basically, the Chofetz Chaim makes a cheshbon that the reason that biyomitit in schori paying your poel is an ase and a lois ase minatoro, whereas La'ane gesa Shabbos is midivrei Kabbalah, and that counts, although it's midivrei Nevi'im, that counts as less than midivrei Torah, and therefore, rather, don't have your goodies for Shabbos, but make sure you pay the poel on time. So those are the basic and fundamental dinim that you've got. They're all types of interesting questions. I'll mention one or two of them, which we'll still have time for, and that's the following. What happens if you ask an accountant, if you ask an accountant to do some work for you, as we all do, somebody who asks a solicitor to do some work for him, as it happens to people who are involved, so now there's also a din of biyomitit in schori. But the trouble is that what happens is that they don't do a little job for you and then tell you, here and now, done the job, could I have my money, please? It goes to the back office, and you get an invoice, and the invoice turns up. So when the invoice turns up, say it turns up in the post, or nowadays maybe it turns up, and you get an email with an attachment of an invoice. So now, what are the dinim of biyomitit in schori? The work was done maybe 2 or 3 months ago. Sometimes accountants will wait until they come to a certain time, and then they bill everyone. So this work was done maybe 2 or 3 months ago, and only now you get the bill. So the thing is like this. I think that the din is, I spoke to one of the senior dayanim last night in Eretz Yisrael, there's no din of biyomoi titin schori, because there's an explicit, but there is the din drabonon, we'll see over here, why? Because the Mishnah says like this, Amosai, when is there this mitzvah doraisa and this lav doraisa? Bizman shetovoi. This is the Mishnah in Kuf Yud Aleph in Bob Metzia. Bizman shetovoi. That is when he asks him for the money, or the arrangement is that you're supposed to pay. If you have a Jewish cleaner, so then for sure you've got to make sure that you pay straight away. If you have whoever it is, so then that is accepted and understood that you pay as soon as the job is done, he says. But when lo tovoi, where this is the case where he didn't tovoi with an I and he didn't claim it from him, ain't over love, he's not going to be over. So you can have a situation where you're waiting for the bill with an accountant and you don't know how much to pay. You don't know how much to pay, you don't know where to pay, what the bank details, etc. So the answer is, if you'd ask him how much and when and what and how, so he'd tell you, please wait for the invoice, because I don't do it, the back office does it. So in such a case, there's no b'yoymoy titen schoroy possible. But the din, certainly the din in Mishlei, that you've got al toma l'reach olech v'shuv, so if he tells you on the invoice that you've got 7 or 14 days to pay up, so then you've got to pay up within those 7 and 14 days, not to be over al toma l'reach olech v'shuv u'mocho etein v'yeshitcho, not to delay paying if you've got the funds to pay, not to delay, that will still apply, although and that doesn't apply because the system of billing doesn't fit, doesn't go in the same way. That's the situation.
So he claims, or if he didn't claim yet?
Sorry?
If he didn't claim it yet.
So if he hasn't claimed it, so as long as he hasn't sent you an invoice, what are you supposed to do? You can have it with shadchanim, for example. Is another one where a shadchanim, there's also a chiyuv to hurry up and pay. The shadchanus geld is the most honestly earned money. It really is the most honestly earned money. So shadchanim who work and they do something for us to be able to find shidduchim for our children, for our grandchildren, whoever it is, and we've asked them to do this work for us, or they did it for us even if we didn't ask them and it was successful, there's an obligation to pay them. When? There's also an obligation to hurry and pay them. When do you have to pay them? Do you have to pay them when the shidduch is made? Do you have to pay them when the engagement, the vart actually happens? Do you have to pay them only at the chasna? The minig is, that seems the halacha is, that you pay them straight away as soon as the shidduch is made. And therefore, there's biyomitit in schori to hurry up and pay them. If you ask a sofer to write a sefer Torah for you, then there's also a din if you ask them to pay them. So again, whatever your payment plan arrangement is, you've got to meet those deadlines. Just to give you some examples over here of things you've got over here. If you take garments to a dry cleaner, just if you don't mind, just a moment, yeah? And they'll take questions, but I'll stop in a moment, so they'll take questions. If you take garments to a dry cleaner and you haven't picked them up yet, then you don't have to pay. Yet. You shouldn't delay in picking them up because that would also possibly be under Leisolin or under Al Toma L'Reach Olech V'Shuv. He's waiting for the money. But in practice, since he's got your garments, and the garment is certainly worth as much as his pay, so that's considered that he's got a mashkan. And therefore, you're not over until you pick it up. But if you pick it up and say, I'll come and pay you later, so then you've got trouble. I must tell you, and this will finish, there's a dry cleaner that we used to go to, and we still continue to go to. And when it came to COVID, suddenly just before Pesach, I don't know whether you realize what a Rav's nightmare that was in terms of Mechiras Chometz, because our Goy was in India at the time and couldn't get back. So I was scratching my head, what am I going to do? Who am I going to sell the Chometz to? So I tried my non-Jewish neighbor, who's Greek Orthodox, and she was terribly scared. She didn't want anything. She didn't want to get it. She thought, oh, she doesn't want to touch anything. She could, who knows if she'll catch it as a result. She certainly didn't want to take on any more financial commitments, and etc. So I couldn't speak any sense to her. It didn't work. So I thought, what about the dry cleaner? So I went to the dry cleaner. The fellow, he looked very interesting. I went to him and I said to him, listen, I've got this problem. I explained it to him. And I said to him, I'll see what I can manage, but if I need, would you... He said, absolutely, he says, he'll help me out with it. So I thought, oh, fantastic. I must tell you, just last week, my Shua Motcha took a suit there. And he comes back and he says, Daddy, he says, there was a chabatzka in his dry cleaning thing. And he was putting a tefillin on him. So I went on Friday. So I was going to pick up this suit and have a word with him. So I went to him on Friday. And I said to him, you told me you've come from Persia. I said, are you Jewish? Looks at me with a smile. He said to me, yes. So I said to him, why didn't you tell me? He says, why didn't you tell me? So he says, he doesn't tell it to everybody, but he says, but I noticed he was very, very respectful. He always brings the things round to our house. And it says very respectful. He's a Yid. He's a Yid. There we are. So, no, it's okay. I tell you what happened. I'll finish the story. What happened was, I thought, Lo Ilam Yeodom, I phoned up the caretaker, we used it, the Indian caretaker. I phoned up, I thought I have to be menschlich. Think what his wife is going through. He's stuck in India. She's over here. No one knows when he's going to get back. He's a caretaker of the shul. Lo Ilam Yeodom, I phoned her up and I said, Mrs., I said, I just want to phone you up to tell you that how we're feeling for you, how difficult it is for you, etc. And when I did that, she said to me, Rabbi, she said, we feel so terrible to let you down. She said to me, we feel terrible about it. Is there anything I can do to help? And I said to her, yes. I said, could you get permission from your husband to buy the chometz? So she said, it'll be a privilege. And that's what we did that year. The only kinyan I missed out was the handshake. Stuff over there. More mitzvah shem. There's much more about this, but give us a bit of a flavour of what's going on over here. And may we be zeichem mitzvah shem in this mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should, what's it called, should handsome, pay us handsomely mitzvah shem and give us and the whole of the Klal Yisrael a shmira mura.
Amen.
Rabbi Hanani ben Kashem,
what's it
called?
We have to skip that.
I was the one who 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 was